podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 20 in the book of Sirach. Our practice today is in verses 30 and 31. Hidden wisdom and unseen treasure. What value has either? Better are those who hide their folly than those who hide their wisdom. Hidden wisdom and unseen treasure hold immense value in our lives, often surpassing the worth of material possessions or immediate gratification. In a world where knowledge is easily accessible and information is readily available at our fingertips, the concept of hidden wisdom may seem outdated. However, it is the pursuit of this hidden wisdom that can lead us to deeper understanding, personal growth, and fulfillment. Hidden wisdom can be found in the teachings of ancient texts, the insights of spiritual leaders, and the experience of those who have walked before us. It is often shrouded in mystery and requires diligent seeking and contemplation to uncover its true meaning. This hidden wisdom can provide us with guidance, inspiration, and a sense of purpose that goes beyond the superficialities of everyday life. Similarly, unseen treasure can take many forms, whether it be a hidden talent waiting to be discovered, a meaningful connection with another person, or a valuable lesson learned through hardship. These treasures are often overlooked or undervalued in our fast-paced, materialistic society. However, they can bring us lasting joy, fulfillment, and a sense of abundance that transcends material wealth. The value of hidden wisdom and unseen treasure lies in their ability to enrich our lives on a deeper level, helping us to cultivate wisdom, compassion, and a sense of connection to something greater than ourselves. In a world that often values superficiality and the instant gratification, those who seek out hidden wisdom and unseen treasure are truly wise. They understand that true wealth lies not what is visible to the eye, but in the depths of the human spirit. As the saying goes, better are those who hide their folly than hide their wisdom. This wisdom reminds us that it is far more valuable to seek out hidden truths and treasures than to hide our true selves or pretend to be something we are not. By embracing the value of hidden wisdom and unseen treasure, we can unlock the full potential of our lives and experience a sense of richness and abundance that transcends the limitations of the material world. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 20. It's a one-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Treasure Unseen, or Wisdom Hidden. Treasure Unseen, or Wisdom Hidden, either has value what? Or is that either has value what? Folly better hide or be smitten than wisdom theirs completely stuck. Amen. I'm Thomas Shuckers Wiggins. It's March 4th, 2024. We're recording this morning at 5:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I'm trying to take some hidden treasure to the prison this morning. We are starting up a Bible study class for the prisoners. And it's a Catholic Bible study class, obviously. And we continue to lift up the Word of God to those who are in their Reformation days, being reformed in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and our public punishment that we endure for those who break the laws. They still need to be helped. They are the ones who are sick. As the Lord said, the sick do not need a physician. I mean, the righteous don't need a physician, but the sick do. Amen. So pray for us today as we start this. We've been trying to do this the last 3 weeks. This is our third week going in on Monday, and it's been locked down for the last two Mondays in a row. And we're hoping that today is an open and vibrant day. Amen. We close at 7:11 in the name of Jesus, as we often do. And we shout out to our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you too, in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. The only way to heaven is by following the way of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is he your Savior? Confess him now and confess your sins. God bless you.